A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Coffee Break English Show. I'm Josie, and this week, Mark is not here, but we're joined by another member of the Coffee Break Languages team.
Hello, Josie. Hello, everyone. I am Maurizio. I'm Italian, and I'm part of the Coffee Break Italian team.
Now, Maurizio, you're not a native speaker of English, but you are an English speaker.
That's correct. I use English every day, and I keep learning new things about English every day.
Yeah, and every week here on the Coffee Break English show, we're helping you to improve your English.
And you can subscribe to our podcast feed wherever you listen to podcasts, or if you want to watch us, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel.
So let's move on to our topic for today.
Yes.
Today we're talking about pronunciation.
Very
and we're talking about the difference between the sounds E and I.
Okay, E, I.
That's right.
Okay.
Like in the words eat and it.
Okay, I see. All right.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go. So, Maurizio, E and I.
Mm-hmm.
Eat and it.
Yes.
Eat, as in I eat pasta.
Perfect. And it, as for example, it is raining.
That's right.
Okay.
So the reason why these vowel sounds are quite difficult to pronounce mm-hmm. is that English has 5 vowel letters.
Yeah. So we have A, E, I, O, and U.
That's right.
Yes.
But do you know how many vowel sounds English
has? Sure, it's more than 5.
It's more than 5.
Yes.
Yeah. We have 12 vowel sounds
wow.
in English.
Okay.
How many do you have in Italian?
We have between 5 and 7, depending on your accent.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's quite a big difference.
It is. It is. And learning English, I had to learn this new, well, they are new for me, these new vowel sounds.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be interesting to focus on these two specifically.
Yeah.
Because I struggled in the past.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing some of your stories.
Okay.
Let's start with a vowel sound that I know you have mm-hmm. in Italian,
mm-hmm.
which is the E sound
E.
in the word eat.
Okay.
Right? So this is a long vowel sound. Your jaw, this bit of your face, is not relaxed. It's quite tense, as if you're smiling. E.
E.
That's right. So words which contain this sound could be feet, mm-hmm. as in, I have 2 feet.
Okay.
Anything else, Maurizio?
We could say, for example, sheep.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I count sheep to go to bed.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's a good technique to fall asleep.
And we could have beat as well, as in... my football team beat your football team
yep.
in the match last night.
That was a tough game.
And of course, we have eat, as we've already said. There are lots of other words with this vowel sound. So let's move on to the sound I.
Yes, I'm going to struggle with this one a bit more. So it's going to be I.
That's correct? Right. That's correct. That
okay.
was perfect. Do you have this sound in Italian?
We don't really have this sound in Italian. Mm. So most of the time, if there's a word that has the sound in it, then we're going to say E instead. That's a common way of recognizing an Italian speaker speaking English, for example.
Yeah. And that's a really common problem mm-hmm. that people have. The sound E, this long one, exists in a lot of languages. But the sound I doesn't.
Yes.
So to pronounce I, we need to put our jaw, this bit, quite relaxed, open a little bit, like this. And the tip of your tongue is behind your bottom teeth. And you say, eh.
Eh.
Perfect.
Eh. Okay.
So this sound is in words like fit, as in I go running to keep fit.
Okay.
Or ship, as in there's a big ship sailing on the ocean.
Yes. Another word with this sound is bit. Am I right?
That's right. Yep.
For example, I speak a bit of German.
That's right.
Or the dog bit me.
Yep.
For example.
That's right. So okay. Bit has two meanings. Uh-huh. I speak a bit of German is I speak a little. German. Mm-hmm. And the dog bit me is the past tense of bite. Exactly. So, Maurizio, have you ever had any trouble with these sounds? Any misunderstandings?
I think so. For example, because I'm from Italy, the sound, it's in the name of my country.
Mm.
So sometimes people could just spot the fact that I was Italian by just saying I'm Italian, or saying of Italian. So it's not really misunderstanding, but it's more of not being clear in pronunciation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I see what you mean. That's a common one.
Or another one maybe that, sometimes I have difficulty with this and these as well. Sometimes I make mistakes. It's not a huge mistake, but it happens that I mistake this for these, for example.
Okay. For example, this table is quite big and these microphones are very powerful.
Yes, for example.
Yeah, I see what you mean. That's another good pair to add to our list.
Yes.
So I think we should do some practice sentences.
Okay. Yeah. I'm ready.
Okay. So we're going to train you and also train our listeners in these sounds. So I'm going to say a sentence which includes both the I sound and the E sound.
Okay.
Then, Maurizio, I'd like you to repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll leave a space for the listeners to repeat so that you can practice.
Perfect.
So our first one is, I sit on the seat.
I sit on the seat.
Perfect. Okay. And now the listeners? I sit on the seat. Great. The next one is, can I eat it?
Can I eat it?
Perfect.
Okay, great.
Good. And now the listeners. Can I eat it? Good. Our next one. The shoes fit on my feet.
The shoes fit on my feet.
Great.
Okay.
The shoes fit on my feet. And our final sentence. Is that a ship or a sheep?
Is that a ship or a sheep?
Great.
Okay.
Is that a ship or a sheep? Okay. Very good. Excellent pronunciation, Maurizio.
Thank you so much. Well, this has been very useful for me. Thank you, Josie. But what if I keep making mistakes about these two sounds? Is it like a massive mistake, or is it not that much of a problem?
Well, to be honest, with pronunciation, I think that as long as people understand you and you feel confident when you're speaking, it's okay. But as we've seen, there are a lot of words with E and I which are very similar. So there is maybe a chance people could misunderstand you.
I see.
So it's worth just practicing the pairs of words that we've seen to help your confidence build and help improve your pronunciation.
Should we repeat the sounds one last time?
Good idea. So we've got E.
E.
And I.
I.
Perfect.
Great.
Okay, that's it for today.
Well, I really enjoyed reviewing these two sounds in English, and I hope you enjoyed this lesson as well.
Thank you so much for joining us, Maurizio.
Thank you for having me.
We'll see you in a future episode. Now, if you would like some more examples and information about this pronunciation point written down, you can look at our blog post. To find that, the link is in the description.
And if you'd like more help with your English, you can receive regular free email lessons by visiting coffeebreaklanguages.com/English.
We'll be back next week. And in the meantime, look out for our next mini lesson in your inbox. See you soon.
See you soon and happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.